Woo! Man. Oh, man. Oh, man. What up, everybody? And welcome back to another exciting episode of Late for the Party. And Late for the Party Live, I am your host, Melodious, a.k.a. Cubba Boy, the Modern Marvel. Oh, man. We are about to get into a quick fire review. Oh, yes, we are about to get into that, because I know it's about that time. Oh, man, and it's going to be about 2021 Mortal Kombat. Oh. Now, honestly, before I do that, please like, comment, share, subscribe to the YouTube channel and support the podcast on Anchor FM. Also, check out all the cool merch on Late for the Party store at teespring.com. But before we, I already said all that. I'm supposed to say that at the end of the show, too. But, alright, getting on to it. Fuck it, here we go. Alright, problem with Mortal Kombat. Now, I'm going to try to not really get into too many spoilers and everything in case of anybody who hasn't seen it. But if you have seen it and everything else, more power to you. But if you haven't, keep in mind, this isn't supposed to be a spoiler review, but it's supposed to be some reasons why, like, the movie has pros and cons that I've seen. And I think the main problem is with this movie, too many characters, less story. You know what I'm saying? And honestly, I feel that the story should have been more fleshed out. And I mean, because mainly when we see in the trailers and whatnot is Sub-Zero being the main focus, the main antagonist of the film. Which, honestly, I feel that, if anything, that should have been the case with this movie. I mean, I said in one of my notes was too many characters, not enough story. And I said, less characters, more story, better movie. And honestly, it would have been that if that were the case. Like, if anything, like, Shang Tsung could have been in the movie, but he could have been, like, just that vocal point. Like, you didn't see, like, the imminent threat. Like, kind of like how Thanos was, like, just popping up before he actually showed up. You know what I'm saying? That would have made more sense in that aspect for just, like, focusing on the characters in general, because, you know, we get the whole rivalry between Sub-Zero and Scorpion, but we don't know exactly why the Shira Ryu is having issues with the Lin Kuei. And, you know, there's a lot of stuff with that where, like, why is most of the people speaking English when, okay, well, the Lin Kuei is Chinese and, you know, the Shira Ryu, it was Shira Ryu, basically Scorpion's clan, is Japanese. And, you know, most of the time he was speaking Japanese. Why don't he just speak Japanese? Makes perfect sense, right? But my thing is, it's like, for the movie itself, I mean, it's just, one, the whole thing with Cole Young, and I like the guy playing the character, but I just don't like the character, period, because it kind of reminds me of, like, you know how, like, they want to add, like, some movies add new characters for the movie that has nothing to do with the content or anything in general. They just throw them in there, and then they're supposed to be, like, the center of attention. Kind of like how Mila Jovovich character Alice was in Resident Evil. Most of the, like, you know, she was never, Alice was nowhere near any of the video games of Resident Evil, but all the characters who were in the movies who were related to Resident Evil's video games were all either side characters or, like, you know, co-stars. And it's kind of like, how are you co-starring in your own freaking movie or own freaking video game, you know? It's kind of like how Transformers is like, you know, we do a movie of Transformers, but the Transformers are guest starring in their own movie. You know what I'm saying? If it makes sense. I mean, because it's like, you know, you would think, okay, Mortal Kombat, you think Scorpion and Sub-Zero, okay? There you go. Or you think Johnny Cage, or you think Liu Kang. And the list goes on. Like, you can, like, the revolving door of characters, I mean, and there you have it. You have your revolving door of characters. But then I think the problem with the movie in general is that it just focuses too much on trying to do the fan service of, okay, we'll have all these people, we'll have all that, these people in the movie, but there's no character, there's no story behind it, there's no reason why, like, okay, why are the bad guys linked up, there's no reason why, you know, how is Cabal linked up with Shang Tsung, but you know, Kano wasn't? I mean, come on. Like, there's a lot of stuff that goes on in it. And, you know, it's a problem. That's the problem with the movie to me in general. Like, and also just with how, you know, all the stuff. And, like, I'll give some good credit to it. Like, Kano was stealing the show. Like, Kano, you know, to be the avatar for the audience to, like, relate to what was going on. Like, oh my god, what is all this going on? And how's this dude shooting out fireballs out of his hands and whatnot? And it's, like, the thing is, it's like, we were supposed to feel that way with Cole, but we didn't. We didn't get that. You know what I'm saying? That was the problem. Like, he was supposed to be like, oh my god, where's all this? Like, you know, like, the main protagonist of the story was acting like a side character. Like, he wasn't really saying anything. He wasn't, you know, being vocal. I mean, his fight scenes, like, even in the beginning of the, like, he's supposed to be like an MMA fighter, and he got his ass whooped, you know? So, my thing is, like, you get your ass whooped, and you're supposed to be the star of the show, and they do so many, and I'm trying not to spoil, but they do characters really greasy in this. They do them real dirty. I'm talking about back dirty. Like you don't just do that to, like, certain characters. Like, a lot of people enjoy or, like, you know, follow Mortal Kombat, and I'm tired of people making excuses about, oh, well, for people who get introduced to Mortal Kombat, they won't know the whole story, you know, they don't have to know the whole story. Why the fuck not? Why wouldn't they want to know the whole story? I mean, hell, people like me been playing the video games and knowing the lore of Mortal Kombat since Mortal Kombat's infancy, and, you know, I don't want to hear that shit. I don't want to hear about, oh, people might not relate. I mean, hell, you doing that to people who's been looking at the, been following Mortal Kombat's franchise or anything for this long, and you pull a whammy like that on us? Oh, that, so you're doing a disservice to us. You're doing a disservice to people who's followed the lore and whatnot. I mean, and if anything, making the long story short, what they should have did for me personally, for me editing, and the problem with it is that the movie was too short for the content that they had in the movie. They had too many pieces moving around, which made it hard for anybody to follow. You know what I'm saying? Like, the whole tattoo floating off of them, and, you know, and whatnot, if you get defeated or killed, and then that person becomes, and then the Arcana, like, you know, developing powers and whatnot, and it's just, like, that's just way too much. Liu Kang didn't even feel like Woo, damn. Liu Kang didn't even feel like Liu Kang. You know, Kung Lao was dope as hell, and they did him dirty. Frickin' Raiden was a waste of goddamn time. I mean, that pissed me off more than what Shang Tsung did. And it, and they did Goro real they did Goro real dirty. I mean, Shang Tsung didn't even feel intimidated. You know what I'm saying? You got Goro and Shang Tsung, who were like the main bad guys in the first movie in the first video game to ever come out, and you make them feel like they didn't even feel like viable threats. Like, even in Mortal Kombat 95, the movie with Christopher Lambert and whatnot, at least I could say, like, Shang Tsung felt like a threat. Like, Goro felt like a threat. You know what I'm saying? They felt like they were intimidating. Like, nobody wanted to mess with them. Even for somebody like Sub-Zero and Scorpion, you know, would you really want to pick a fight with a dude who could steal your soul and a dude, like, in a forearm, half-human dragon? Like, come on. Like, who's damn near, like, what, 8-9 feet tall? Like, and you're supposed to fight him with your bare fucking hands? Like, come on. Yeah, like, that's how intimidating Mortal Kombat is supposed to be. And granted, I'm not gonna sit here shitting on the whole movie, but like I said, for every pro, there's a con. The characters in the movie, I love them. Jax, Sonya, Kung Lao, Scorpion, they were great, you know? Like, even for, like characters like Melina and Kano, you know, I wish they would have had more, they would have been more fleshed out, you know? They would have gave them more, Sub-Zero. Like, Sub-Zero was dope. I mean, but I wish they would have had him do a little bit more ninja-type stuff since he's a ninja. I mean, you can't just walk into trying to kill somebody and next thing you know, it's snowing all over the frickin' place. But it's just, that is just so funny. How are you a ninja and you're supposed to be all stealthy and shit, and the moment you try to kill somebody, it's like already snowing around everywhere. Like, really? Like, how do you do that? And it's, I think, like, to me personally, they should have just did a movie, and keep in mind, they weren't even, it wasn't even the tournament, this was, like, pre-tournament, so, if anything, they should have just did, honestly, they should have just did this. They should have just made a movie about Shang Tsung, like they were trying to do, focusing on trying to kill off the people and more the people before they get to the tournament. So he hires Sub-Zero. He hires Sub-Zero to eliminate Cole Young, this cat who was one of the Earth's champions, but he's also, you know, but he's also connected to Scorpion, even though, like, everything that happened in the beginning of the movie, they could have just did that, and then that's how he meets Jax, that's how he meets all of them. Like, they should have just made Sub-Zero the main bad guy. That's what they should have did. They shouldn't have added Melina, they shouldn't have added Raikou, they should, I mean, if you're gonna have henchmen and whatnot, I mean, they shouldn't have did Natara. I mean, they, like I said, they did a lot of people dirty. I mean, they could have had Cabal, like, like, that would have been an interesting scenario. Like, they could have just added, like, Cabal, and they could have added Sub-Zero as, like, the henchmen, even though they're a part of Earth. But, you know, Shang Tsung hires Earth people, they hire them to do Outworld's dirty work. That would have made sense to me. And, like, honestly, that would have, to me, would have probably made a better story. I mean, then they could have added Jax. They could have added Kano. Kano could have did all of that. And all the stuff leading up with Kano could have linked up with how they could have did that. They just didn't have to add all the extra characters. They didn't have to do all that. You know? Jax recovering his arm. Well, shit, that wasn't really much of a spoiler anyway. Because Jax, if you watch the Red Band trailer, Jax got his arms ripped off by Sub-Zero anyway. So, I mean, he could have been still in the movie, but he could have been recovering for the second movie, if that's the case. So, I mean, and if you were going to do Liu Kang, I mean, hell, and honestly, I feel like they could have just kept out Liu Kang and Kung Lao. If they were going to do all that, they could have just focused on Jackson, Sonya, which and Kano. Honestly, those were actually dope, and they could have did the whole thing with Scorpion. I mean, to me, they didn't even really have to do Raiden. They didn't have to do Kung Lao. They didn't have to do Liu Kang if they were just gonna be side pieces. Come on. I mean, that's just, to me, that was just whack. And honestly, how I just said it, they could have done way better just with that. Just with the little stuff that they had. You know, they didn't even have to add Goro. They didn't, I mean, because if anything, the main villain was, I mean, the main antagonist, the main villain was Sub-Zero. If you really think about it, Sub-Zero was doing most of the dirty work anyway. So, shit, there you have it. So, like I said, for this review, I feel like I'm going to give this one, I give Mortal Kombat 2021, I want to give it a 6. Yeah, I mean, I would give it a 5. I'm going to be honest, I'm going to give it a 6. It's still watchable. It's still watchable. There's still a lot of stuff you can enjoy. Like I said, one of the main problems with the movie, too, the fights were great. The fights were Mortal Kombat. I mean, over the top, gruesome, all of that. Yes, the fights were great. The problem was they were way too fucking short. They were way too short. Some of the fights could have been extended, honestly. And that's another thing. The fights could have been extended. So, I'll at least give Mortal Kombat a 6. I'll give it a 6. It wasn't bad, but it wasn't great. And, you know, and me being a fan, it was way better than Annihilation. But, I mean, but honestly, I feel like if you were to compare the 1995 version to the 2021 version, honestly, I'd say, like, I'd still give it to the I still give it to the 1995 version more because, one, the villains were intimidating. The bad guys were intimidating as hell. Also, you have the heroes who were oblivious to what was really going on, you know, especially with Johnny Cage being like, dude, he's a movie star. What the fuck is all this shit going on? Why is there guys throwing fireballs? I mean, you know, why is there guy throwing ice balls and out of their hands and freezing people? You know, like, that makes sense. And, like, you know, they felt like, oh my god, there was some viable threat. And, you know, just, and I like Christopher Lambert being Raiden. I don't know why. He just felt cool. And he felt like he had a purpose. He had a purpose helping them out. Raiden didn't do shit. Raiden just almost felt like he was just there just to be there. And, like, granted, Raiden looked like Raiden, but Raiden wasn't doing Raiden stuff. Oh, I can't interfere. Man, shut that shit up. All right. Either way, I'm going to get off. This was funny as hell. But like I said, I'm going to give my review on it a 6. And like I said, it wasn't a bad movie, but it wasn't a great movie. It's just right in between. It's kind of like it could go either way. If they would just add a little, would have gave it a little bit more time to flesh out characters, to give them meaning and purpose being there, then that would have made sense. If they would have just focused on one part of the story rather than trying to add so many elements to it, which honestly would have made more sense if they would have just focused on one thing, like the whole Sub-Zero Scorpion situation leading into the whole thing with Shang Tsung hiring Sub-Zero as an assassin to kill the Cabal and the Cabal and Sub-Zero to kill all the Earth's champions who were supposed to be getting ready for the Mortal Kombat tournament. That would have been a better move. But either way, I've spent over 20 minutes talking about this shit, so I am done right now. So that's my quick fire review. This is Late for the Party live on YouTube and Late for the Party on Anchor FM. Please, you guys, like, comment, share, subscribe, and support the YouTube channel and the podcast. Also, check out all the cool merch, the cool t-shirts from the Late for the Party store on teespring.com, you guys. Woo! Damn, I talk too damn much. Either way, I am your host, Melodious, a.k.a. Oh, Coverboy! The Modern Marvel signing off, you guys. And as always, if you're going to be late for the party, turn it up to 11.